you bribe the right politicians in the right order at the right time, you can trade the nuclear warheads for medicine, and it's not even a crime. $1 on clinical trials, $600 on making you dead. Your leaders aren't evil.
Congratulations, you've passed the 1% treaty. Now you've got $27.2 billion per year flowing into the 1% treaty fund. That's the good news. The bad news is that humans are involved. Not all of it is available for allocation. First, the automatic deductions. Think of these as the cost of convincing humans to stop killing each other tax. Victory Incentive Alignment Bond investors receive 10%, or $2.72 billion, to repay campaign funders. Political incentives, incentive alignment bonds, receive 10%, or $2.72 billion, to keep politicians aligned. 80%, or $21.8 billion, is available for wishocracy. This is what you get to allocate. How do you stop parasitic special interests from stealing that $21.8 billion? If history is any guide, you don't. Every pool of money humanity has ever created has attracted lobbyists the way a dropped ice cream cone attracts ants, except ants at least work hard. Wishocracy is the governance system we use on Wishonia. We named it after ourselves, which your species would call branding. It replaces committees with code and representatives with mathematics. We've been running it for 4,297 years. I'm not proposing an experiment. I'm describing infrastructure. It lets 8 billion people collectively decide how to spend $21.8 billion without turning it into a bureaucratic nightmare. The difference between this and the NIH is like asking 200 bureaucrats what you should have for lunch versus asking your stomach. Your stomach has never once funded a colleague's lunch out of professional courtesy. How Wishocracy allocates the 1% treaty fund. Decentralized crowdfunding. Your Decentralized Institutes of Health Network functions as a decentralized crowdfunding platform. Anyone can submit a campaign proposal. Wishocracy allocates funds from the 1% treaty fund across competing campaigns. It's Kickstarter, but backed by the GDP of nations instead of your friend's credit card. What your decentralized FDA handles automatically, no voting required. Which treatments get tested, companies register and patients choose, capitalism doing something useful. Which diseases get researched, patients join trials for their conditions. People tend to be motivated about their own mortality. Resource allocation within trials, market prices, and participant choices. What Wishocracy actually decides? The hard stuff. Allocation across campaign proposals competing for 1% treaty fund funds. Infrastructure campaigns. The boring but essential plumbing. Decentralized framework for drug assessment development. Epic Electronic Health Record, or EHR, integration project, security audit program, alternative decentralized FDA, competition, novel concept for government, public goods, things the market won't fund because nobody gets rich curing diseases that don't sell pills, patient trial subsidies program, off-patent drug research, rare disease initiative, negative results publishing fund. Yes, knowing what doesn't work is worth billions. Your species keeps rerunning failed experiments because nobody publishes failures. Service provider bids, capitalism, but supervised. Data storage provider A, data storage provider B, competing. Pragmatic clinical trial insurance pool. How it works. Pairwise comparisons between campaigns. Your brain can't rank a list of 20 priorities. It gives up around item number 7, but it's fantastic at comparing two things. So instead of asking, rank these 10,000 campaign proposals, the system asks, what's more important right now? Framework for drug assessment development versus Alzheimer's Prize. Rare disease research versus an alternative drug assessment framework. Patient subsidies versus infrastructure spending. You make a choice. You do this a few times with different random pairs. It takes 5 minutes, less time than you spend choosing a Netflix show, and considerably more important. Millions of other people do the same. An algorithm aggregates all these head-to-head comparisons into funding allocations. No filibustering, no horse trading, no senators holding medical research hostage because they want a highway in their district. Your DFDA, a decentralized FDA, allocates resources within pragmatic clinical trials. Patients choose which trials to join, so diseases get funded in proportion to how many people have them. Wishocracy allocates resources between the infrastructure and public goods campaigns that markets can't handle. One is the engine, the other is the steering wheel. You need both unless you enjoy driving into walls. Why this actually works? Math warning. When millions of people make pairwise choices, something almost magical happens, and by magical I mean statistically inevitable, which is the only kind of magic that actually works. Random pairs prevent gaming. Corrupting your current system costs about $127 million per year, spread across 535 members of Congress. Corrupting Wishocracy would require bribing 8 billion random voters, and the only way to bribe 8 billion people is to offer them something they actually want, which is the system working correctly. The attack vector for Wishocracy is giving people what they voted for. Your security vulnerability is democracy. It's also immune to marketing. There's no ballot measure to link to, no vote yes on Proposition 7 ad to run. Each voter sees random pairs, so the only way to advertise is to convince people your campaign is better than whatever it happens to be compared against, which is just making a good argument. Your species finds this deeply unsettling. Statistical models, Bradley Terry, PageRank, extract global preferences from individual comparisons. The same math that ranks Google search results can rank humanity's medical priorities. Google uses it to find cat videos. You'll use it to cure cancer. Progress. Outliers cancel out. The guy who votes fund my personal jetpack gets drowned out by the millions voting for cure my mother's Alzheimer's. Wisdom of crowds emerges. On Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, the studio audience picked the right answer 91% of the time. The phone a friend expert, 65%. Your species already proved that random people outperform credentialed individuals at picking the right answer. You just never use it to ask questions that matter. Example with real numbers. 5 million people vote. Each makes 20 comparisons. That's 100 million data points. The algorithm processes them in seconds. The output is to allocate 40% to patient subsidy programs, 25% to decentralized FDA protocol development, 15% to off-patent drug research, 10% to rare disease initiatives, 5% to security infrastructure, and 5% to negative results publishing. No committee meetings were harmed in the making of this budget. It's democracy without the shouting. The stupidity is still there, but it's evenly distributed across millions of people and thus cancels out. Your species calls this the wisdom of crowds. Mine calls it obvious. About half of the 10,000 civilizations I've advised adopted some version of wishocracy. The other half voted against it, which turned out to be the last thing they voted on. Your current system is phone a friend, but your friend is being bribed. That 91% versus 65% comparison is actually generous to your politicians. Phone a friend experts have three advantages over members of Congress. One, they're trying to get the right answer. A senator on the Health Appropriations Committee is trying to get reelected. These are different objectives. One of them occasionally results in good medical research funding by accident. The other one does it on purpose. Two, they're selected for knowledge. You phone your friend who knows history for history questions. Your Health Appropriations Committee chair got there through 30 years of seniority and prolific fundraising. At no point did anyone check whether they could name a protein. Three, they're not being paid by one of the answer choices. If the phone-a-friend expert were receiving $127 million from answer C, you'd call that corruption. When a senator receives money from a pharmaceutical company and then votes on pharmaceutical regulation, you call that lobbying, which is the same thing but with a syllable that makes it sound boring enough that nobody gets angry. So your current system isn't 65%. It's phone a friend where your friend doesn't know the subject, isn't trying to answer your question, and is being paid to say B. Against that baseline, 91% seems less like a modest improvement and more like replacing a broken compass with GPS. The 26-point gap is a floor, not a ceiling. Here's the part your economists should find uncomfortable. Trivia is the best case for experts. There's one correct answer. The expert either knows it or doesn't. Nobody is paying them to say Constantinople when the answer is Istanbul. No lobbyist is taking them to dinner. Their career doesn't depend on getting it wrong. And they still only hit 65%. Governance decisions are worse for experts on every dimension. The right answer requires knowledge no individual has. Friedrich Hayek won a Nobel Prize in 1974 for explaining why. No central planner, no matter how brilliant, can aggregate the dispersed knowledge that millions of people carry about their own diseases, their own priorities, their own willingness to trade one outcome for another. A senator doesn't know what it's like to have lupus. A committee doesn't know which rare disease is one breakthrough away from a cure. But the millions of people who have lupus know, and the researchers who are close to a breakthrough know, and a system that asks all of them knows more than any committee ever could. Experts have financial incentives to give the wrong answer. On Millionaire, nobody pays the expert to lie. In Congress, it's the business model. Experts are selected for the wrong criteria. On Millionaire, you pick your smartest friend. In Congress, the selection process optimizes for charisma, name recognition, and the ability to stand at a podium without saying anything career-ending. The overlap between this skill set and knows which diseases to fund is, as far as I can tell, zero. So if crowds outperform experts by 26 percentage points on questions where experts have every possible advantage, the gap on governance decisions, where experts are compromised, poorly selected, and missing most of the relevant information, is almost certainly larger. The 91% versus 65% gap is the floor. The ceiling is the Soviet Union, which was the most ambitious phone-a-friend experiment in history. A small group of credentialed experts making resource allocation decisions for 286 million people. It ran for 69 years. It did not go well.
The Bounty Board. The system posts these tasks to a global marketplace. It's like eBay, but for saving humanity. Wanted: a cure for Alzheimer's. Bounty: $10 billion. Wanted: a map of all protein misfolding patterns. Bounty: $500 million. The world competes. The best teams from around the world, from MIT to some kid in a garage in Lagos, bid on these tasks. The system funds multiple approaches in parallel. The ones that show promise get more funding. The ones that fail lose funding instantly. It's venture capital, but for not dying. Your species already uses this method to decide which restaurants survive and which phone apps get downloaded. Time to try it with the thing that kills you. Thank you so much for taking the time to end war and disease. But if at any point you decide you're too busy, please share this with a friend who's got a free afternoon and have them end war and disease instead. And if you're too busy to even do that, please leave a really, really, really good rating and review so we overcome the pro-war algorithmic suppression and find someone with more spare time for ending wars and diseases. The good review doesn't have to be true. They don't check. But if you're too busy to even do that, the absolute least you could do is take 15 seconds to go to warondisease.org and tell us what fraction of humanity's resources should go to explosions versus clinical trials, and vote. If the 1% treaty passes, your vote will be personally to blame for saving 38.4 lives and preventing 6.9 million hours of suffering. Go to warondisease.org right now. Love you. Bye.